Dear people, happy Solemnity of All Saints. It's one of the few great celebrations of our church, the Solemnity of All Saints. Really, there's two things we can take away from this solemnity today: the commemoration of all the saints, and as a reminder of who we are called to be. We are called to be saints. Who is a saint? If we remember from Sunday's reading with Zacchaeus, Jesus told Zacchaeus, "Get down from the tree. I must stay in your house." With Simon Peter, the first encounter he had with Jesus, Jesus got into his boat. The saint is one that allows Jesus to get in his house and get into his boat. The saint is the one that allows Jesus in every part of their lives. We hear things like, the saint is holy, the saint is like God, the saint is one that is divinized. Ultimately, saints are friends of Jesus. That's the saint. And so will we be saints. As we celebrate the commemoration of all of the saints, one way to think about it is this. Down in St. Louis, there's this cathedral basilica, and it's filled with mosaics. We see angels, saints, and the image of Jesus on the wall. A mosaic is made up of many small glass pieces. There's 41 million glass pieces in this cathedral basilica. Each one is different. And that's the same with the saints. Each saint is different. There's not two that are alike. And so each one of us here is meant to be our own unique saints. God isn't calling us to be like any other saint. It's quite a beautiful thing. Yet each saint reflects Jesus in their own lives. So when we looked at that Sacred Heart of Jesus mosaic on the wall, each one reflects Jesus. That's a saint. And how do we become a saint? How does a person become a saint? Someone asked this question to St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas, in response, said this: to become a saint, one must want it. One must desire to be a saint. And so, will we desire to be saints and bring that desire to Jesus at this Mass? Lord Jesus, we desire to be your saints above everything else. May it be so. Amen.